Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Larisha Harris, and we are talking to the cousin of Emmett Till and the co-founder of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, Deborah Watts. Deborah, what were your initial thoughts when finding out that once again the Emmett Till Memorial sign was vandalized? And are you shocked that things like this are still happening?
Well, I did get a heads up from the reporter that broke the story. And I'll tell you, it took me a couple of minutes to just regroup and think about more about, you know, at a higher level, what this all means. And then I brought it back down to our family. And after seeing them in front of the sign, I was just gravely disappointed. Not shocked. You know, I think it's such a distasteful thing that they were doing in front of a sign that marks a spot where Emmett Till had a 75-pound cotton gin fan tied around his neck and was thrown into the river. And that was the a marking that identified the river. And so disappointed, but really, I'll just tell you, not shocked and not surprised, just given the climate that we're in right now, where even at the highest levels of our government, you know, we are saying things about people, places. There is an uptick, I think, in hatred and violence and racism. And I think people are feeling, and these young men probably felt emboldened to stand there proudly in front of that sign, perhaps even not knowing who Emmett Till was, and standing there with guns. You know, so it's disturbing, but I'm not surprised. We were invited in 2007 by the Emmett Till Memorial Commission for the first marker that was revealed at the courthouse. And I believe that has been changed, you know, over time as well. So I think that this is just indicative of where we are in our country. I won't be surprised if it has to be replaced again. These times are just, you know, showing us, and I hope this is not happening, but that the clock is ticking and going backwards. Certainly, we don't want a repeat of the ugly past of our, you know, past history, the ugly parts of our past history, I should say. And I think we need to pay attention to what's going on. I hope that the signs are not damaged again, but it won't surprise me if they are. And I'll tell you, you know, the signs being damaged and the replacement of it, it doesn't do anything for Emmett. You know, Emmett died. His death was eternal. And I often think about the kind of torture that he endured, you know, as a victim of racism, and also the feeling that, you know, we could have a memorial like that and not talk about justice for Emmett Till. His case is still an open murder case, and we're standing, you know, waving a flag and saying, you know, the case is still open. We want the FBI and the Department of Justice to provide our family with an update. We want the investigation to take place, and we want to make sure that those that are accountable and responsible for Emmett's murder, that they are held accountable before it's too late, while they're still alive. Carolyn Bryant is still alive. Carolyn Bryant lied about Emmett Till. And so, you know, a sign does not, I think, you know, and because it can be replaced, you know, look at the contrast. Emmett is not coming back. You know, his death was eternal. So we have to stay focused and not be distracted by inanimate, you know, objects that are damaged. Although, you know, we do, you know, brings us cause for concern, but I want the public to also focus on Emmett, the racism, hatred, and violence that's still occurring in our country, and how we need to continue to get justice for Emmett.
As stated, the Emmett Till Memorial has been a target of constant vandalism in the past. The sign has been replaced 3 times since it was first erected in 2007 and will be replaced with a bulletproof sign. What's next? Are you guys, the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, of course, are you all taking any action going forward?
I want to be clear, you know, we aren't placing those signs there. The Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, we have been established in 2005, and we're continuing our work in making sure that the past is not repeated. We want to make sure that we educate the public on who Emmett was, what his mother did to spark the civil rights movement. You know, she placed him there with an open casket to remind our country, you know, the ugliness of racism and hatred. And so we're continuing on that path. Now, the other new thing that we're doing, I shouldn't say new, but we're looking at the families of victims of civil rights era murders that are yet to be solved. And just like ours, you know, we want to make sure that the loopholes in our laws are closed, and that any law that's in place, you know, or that the laws on our nation's books should help to protect and give some solace to those families. And so we're looking at the victims of racially motivated murders. We're working with Congress. We're hoping to get some legislation written and also an initiative around the Justice for Emmett Till. We're launching that soon. And then at the same time, we're reminding the country that on August 28th, you know, that's the date that Emmett was murdered. And we have a time for unity in black and white. We're asking the country and those across the globe to wear black and white in a silent protest against hatred, violence, and racism. Have a moment of silence and remember all of those whose lives have been stolen. And then, you know, support us in this effort of justice for Emmett Till. There's the other organization are doing the signs. There's efforts on tourism and marking those places in Mississippi. We certainly appreciate their support, but again, we want to make sure that we're working forward to make sure that the kind of violence, the vandalism, the callous nature that those students have done and just standing in front of that sign, that it doesn't happen again. So that, you know, I want to make it clear that we are moving forward and we're not going to be distracted by that vandalism.
Again, that was the cousin of Emmett Till, Deborah Watts, who is also the co-founder of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation. I'm LaRisha Harris reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.